Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Share Views. I'm joined by our special guest, Graham Dixon, who is the stockbroker at Optiva Securities. How are you today, Graham?
I'm fine, thank you.
Right. Are you as healthy and sprightly as the stock market is at the moment?
No, I'd like to be a bit healthy, if I'm honest with you.
Right.
Yeah, but the stock market's good.
But, the blue chips up and away. I mean, this is quite incredible. I mean, they're dancing around like minnows at the moment.
They are. And all the right ingredients are there. How long it lasts for is anyone's guess. We've had a good run from 5,700 to, 6,700. It seems to have a bit of consolidation, but let's see how it goes.
Right. And we're allegedly in the run-up to some easing from the Bank of England, so maybe that will help as well, or at least we'll rise until that happens.
Potentially, yes.
Right. Let's have a look at some of the action on the market, what's up and what's down. First, we're on the loser side of the FTSE 350. A few surprises here and a few obvious ones, I suppose. I think the obvious one there is EasyJet, four-day losing streak there. What's your view on that?
Well, it's got almost everything bad going for it right now in terms of, what's happened with the Brexit. It's causing staycation all of a sudden, so that's not particularly great for EasyJet. Then you've got the Egyptian crash, several months ago, that still is affecting them. And on top of that, you've got problems with, terrorism going on in France and Germany. So,
and the weak pound, of course.
The weak pound is causing the staycation,
yes.
Which is that's the issue. They've got the oil prices working in their favour, and of course, at the end of the day, it is still, it's a very efficient and well-run business, but they've got a few macro events that are slightly out of their control.
Right, and the bank's also weak there. A few of the oil stocks as well, the oil price has fallen over the last few days.
Yeah.
That seems to be directly affecting these players as well.
Yes.
Whereas before they were ignoring the oil price, so that's coming through, isn't it?
That's sort of coming through, and I think one that stands out to me is Cairn Energy. They have they've really now into this position where they've got £400 million of cash, which sounds great, but they haven't got any revenues or any profits. They've been I think they've lost about almost £1 billion over the last 3 years. So, they've got some fantastic assets and some of those will get monetized, but it will help with the rising oil price for sentiment.
Okay, and just let's go on to the rises, try and cheer ourselves up a bit. Glencore, I suppose, is the standout there with the mining stocks just up and away, aren't they?
Well, they such a highly leveraged stock. They've got $25 billion debt, £35 billion market cap. So when they were down in their lows, when they were sort of in their 50s and 60s, it was looking, they had, I think, more debt than they had in equity. So that is a company which has now addressed the balance. They want to get their debt from $25 billion down to $15 billion by the end of 2017. They've got the commodities now going in their favour. So things are okay, but one has to keep an eye on the metal prices, the energy prices, and just factor in can they stick to the schedule. We'll see.
Right, and then I think IG Group, you would expect, I suppose, with the market volatility, we've seen the 6,400, then 5,700, and then 6,700 in just the space of a month.
I can imagine.
Good for the spread betting companies.
It must be. How many people must have got wiped out? It must be this sort of churn machine that they must rely on. But now, IG are not just a domestic name. They've got the world ready.
Right. Any other names that strike you there, or is that?
Well, Carnival actually, that really strikes a chord with me because they've got all their ducks in a row. You've got the low oil price, that means low fuel prices. You've got fantastic demographics with an aging population in America.
I'm just going to book my first trip on that quite soon.
What, with this exchange rate? And then the The other thing that strikes me about Carnival is the Chinese, because the Chinese tourists are coming into the UK in their droves, in the States in their droves. They're going to on cruises in their droves, and Carnival will be actually launching a new vessel to go visit China, pick up Chinese tourists and take them around the Pacific. So previously, the Chinese have had to flow into the States, North America, and catch their ships and enjoy the cruises. Now they've got it on their own home soil.
All right, well, that's an innovation there. Let's move along and see what the hot stocks, a couple of those I'm very proud of myself, having called them correctly. We'll keep quiet about the ones I didn't, but Sand Oil, I think that went up to 45p at best this week. I think I was looking for 45. Well, I thought they would go to 45p once they broke 30p. They did it in about 2 weeks, so yeah. Wasn't expected to be that quick. Amazing.
They've done really well, and the stock, from what I've been reading, is they really did extremely well acquiring the Tendrara asset from what was previously known as Fastnet. They sold it off, and this is gas asset in Morocco, which has sort of, hit all the fantastic high quantities of prospective gas that they could possibly find, and they are, they seem to be, doing extremely well in Italy as well. So I think with Morocco and Italy, they're doing pretty well.
Right, and I think another. Well, it's called Sound Energy now, I think. But that was the old name. But the rare earth minerals. Good to see the lithium story coming back, reviving a bit, because it was very hot a couple of years back, but it seemed to have cooled off. But rare earth minerals shares coming back.
Yeah, I think that's another one that's been beaten up a bit. Bacanora seems to be doing extremely well, and rare earth minerals have a decent stake in Bacanora, so I think they're just playing catch up with their investment in Bacanora Plus. Part of it is going up on their own accord as well. So yeah.
And then the would-be Yorkshire potash miner, Sirius Minerals as well, the story's starting to unfold in a positive way. The waiting game there. There's so many permissions and hurdles to get through, but that seems to have.
I read that they've won all their approvals, all the major approvals anyway. So. It's now just a question of developing the mine, and I think I read that Cantors have got a 50p price target, so it's still some way to go. No, it's not Cantors, WA China, excuse me.
Okay, all right, let's just go on to the final slide then. Most traded, Sound Energy we've covered, Gulf Keystone, you want to close your eyes with that one probably?
Well, they did that debt for equity swap, which I think was well anticipated by the market. Surprisingly, it didn't go down a lot more than it did. So
yes.
It kind of suggests to me that they're probably very heavily shorted, and that was the sort of perfect tonic to get people to close their shorts, because I think the fundraise is being done at 0.82p, and I think that's where the debt holders will be acquiring their, be converting their debt into. That looks like it's poised.
And then just finally, Lloyds Group, Lloyds Bank, job losses there, I think 3,000 job losses. Quite strange that they had that £2 billion dividend payout, but now they're a bit short of cash and they've got to put people out of work and make £400 million of savings. So it doesn't quite add up, that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the employees will feel about that, but shareholders will probably.
Quite happy, yes.
Some shareholders, immoral ones perhaps, will be quite happy about that.
Right, OK. Well, on that note, Graham Dixon from Optiva Securities, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be back after the break.